Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Farrell at the Punchline starting tonight. Jay, you on the live stream? We on the radio. Let me get your mic.
Oh, wow.
What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on with you? Live streaming on the radio. What's happening with you?
My
what's
man.
Going on?
See, that's the chatty house over there on the side. Just hanging out. You a big sports guy?
I haven't been. I mean, I love sports, but I barely get a chance to watch it like I would like to. You know what I mean? I mean, more football than basketball, though. I know the Rams were suffering at first, but now, you know, they're kind of getting it together. I think we've won the last few games. I'll be moving, man.
Yeah, you're moving, man. You're one of the most sought-after comedians out there. You still making the club, still doing all these tours, man. I got to imagine it's just because you love this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's, making the world laugh is a duty and that God gives you, and if you get a chance to make somebody forget about whatever they're going through for at least, even if it's 5 minutes, you know what I mean? You've done your job. But, you know, luckily I get to do it for extensive periods of time, like an hour and some change.
No doubt.
So that's love, you know what I mean? So
what's harder, writing like a killer joke or perfecting that impression?
No impression is hard. So, I mean, I guess it's for me, I guess writing is sitting down and writing itself is an arduous task. But most of the time I find a lot of the freestyles that I do on stage and stuff, those will end up actually being my writing sessions.
Because it's
more free flowing when you're on stage doing it. You know, when I'm sitting there trying to focus and concentrate, you know, sometimes I think it's a killer joke and I get on stage and be like, they ain't laugh like I thought they were going to. You know what I mean? So it always, you know, you never know what's going to happen up there.
Is that what helps you like evolve? Because I hear comedians talk about evolving the joke. Is it like hearing the reaction? On
absolutely.
I move this, I put this over here.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. It's it's a input output system, bro, like, you know, and it's a puzzle. Everything is a puzzle and you're trying to place the perfect pieces to make that puzzle beautiful. And one piece that doesn't fit, you know what I mean, can mess up the whole puzzle.
Given that, like, how difficult was it? Was it difficult on SNL? Because you don't really get to try that stuff. You don't really get to try that stuff out.
I mean, you do get to try it out, though. I mean, we have three runs, you know what I mean? You got dress rehearsal. Well, you got practice, you'll run through, and then you got dress rehearsal, and then you got the live show. So you'll know by dress rehearsal if it's trash or not. You know what I'm saying? You could tell, you know what I mean? You get crickets, guess what? You ain't going to get on television that week. You feel me?
Yeah.
You could be at credits waving and stuff like, you know what I mean?
Did you ever have one that you thought would hit on SNL, and then you get out there during one of them runs, and it was like...
Man, you know, I try to block out negativity.
Hey, that's the way to live.
I mean, I try to block out negativity. Live. Yeah, did this like last week, did like this week has not happened. I try to block out negativity, man, but you know, I mean, it's hit or miss. I mean, even when you get there Saturday, man, even during dress rehearsal sometimes, it can hit. And on live, it'd be a different crowd. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't hit as hard. And you'd be like, wow, I thought that was going to rock. I'll give you one example, though. I was doing Barack dress rehearsal, and I improv'd the line, and it killed, right? So what they did was they took the line, and they put it on the cue cards. And then on live, I stuttered. I stuttered through the line. And I was like, ah! And I was like, how can I stutter when I just wrote it? I just wrote it before. Like, yeah. I literally came up with it, and I couldn't deliver it, man. It's pressure. You feel me? It's a lot of pressure. But you just – that's the charm of it, being able to rise to the occasion when those lights turn on, bro. You feel me? When that Krispy Kreme donut light come on, you got to be ready to drip.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's real talk.
No doubt.
You know, no bull. No bull.
Has President Obama heard your impression?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That guy's pretty good. That's a pretty good guy. I mean, it sounds just like I do. You're going to do my job because I'm trying to get my hair back. It's turned. It has definitely turned Cisco, and it is definitely in Spanish, viejo. You know what I mean? So yeah, that is. That's old in Spanish. Yeah, that's right. I'm on Duolingo. I know what I'm talking about. You feel me? Yeah, man. But, you know, he loves it, dog. I've never really had a problem with folks not liking impressions that I do.
Oh, that's good. That was my next question.
Except for Kanye West, probably. And that's because he just has a problem with life.
Yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with me. It's just that he don't want to.
Kanye's happy this week.
Is he?
Isn't he?
I don't know.
He was happy Tuesday. That's my guess.
Was he? I didn't see any.
My guess, Kanye's. Yeah.
Bro, you know what? You know what's crazy? I say the craziest thing that happened this week, I gave up smoking weed the day before the election. And I heard a voice that told me, nope, don't do it. I said, I'm not doing it no more. I flushed it down the toilet. It was kind of like, you know, you seen Michael B. Jordan in Fruit Bell Station when he took the weed, he just dumped it all in the river.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a river, I had a toilet, so I flushed it. And then I saw the results, and I said, I shouldn't have listened to that voice. I should have kept that stuff. But yeah, that's okay. I had some other stuff.
Did you go buy more weed?
Huh? I didn't. I'm not doing it no more. I'm done, bro. I'm done. I don't drink anymore.
Good for you.
You know what I mean? At one point, I was watching. I'm not watching adult stuff no more. I'm done off that. It's like I'm breaking all these chains, bro.
You doing this all at once?
Yeah, this has been a progression. I mean, the first thing was the adult videos. You know what I mean? I was like, you know, I ain't feel like I was watching it too much. I stopped doing that, and then it became the drink. The drinking was after that, and now it's the, you know, it's the smoking. It's smoking weed. I don't do that no more. So
okay,
I'm on a whole different kick, bro.
Man, good for you. What are you filling that void with?
Well, the gospel, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's really what I'm doing. You know, I'm getting closer. My relationship to the Lord is getting super close, closer than it was when I was a kid, and I was really close back then. But now,
were you raised in the church?
Yes,
raised
in a super strict apostolic household and a church system. I don't know if you know about that. I mean, listen, it's just like it ain't no, it's like a denomination, Baptist, whatever. But you know, they just had a set of rules like Jehovah's Witnesses, which was crazy. But you know, now it's kind of, now we don't have those rules anymore. You know, you gotta read straight from the scroll, and that's not what people were doing before. I mean, you could talk about many different denominations that do that. I mean, you know, that I'm not gonna go into it. I'm not dissing. I don't want nobody to feel like ostracized or anything like that. But you know. You got some folks that have idols that they pray to or whatever before they get to the guy. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying anything else. I'm just being honest with you. You know, you got to go straight to the source. And, you know, that power, man, I've felt it. I don't just believe in God because you know, he's just this figment of whatever. I believe in God because I can feel God. That's why. It's not I have faith. That's what it is. So, you know, whatever.
Did that make your chosen profession difficult?
No, I mean, but this happened, bro. I've had fun. Like, yeah, I was turning up a couple years ago. Like, COVID, woo! COVID, woo! You get out of here, man. I was having a lot of, had a lot of fun with a lot of beautiful ones. I'll say that. My party, my house was hell. That was crazy. My house was hell. But I had to, all that energy, man, I had to get all of that out of there, bro. So
get that.
Yeah, now it's, it's different now, bro. And I feel it. I feel different.
You feel more locked into your work?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've never let my work get lax. You know, I work, but, you know, I'm waking up early in the morning to go on Pornhub before I start doing my thing. You don't want to do that. You need to wake up early in the morning and pray, get your day started and get aligned. You know what I mean? Get focused, get centered, and then take care of everything. And then ask for guidance during the day so you don't snap off on somebody, you know. Keep those feelings and emotions zen. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I need the zen.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know what is coming, but I tell everybody this, and I said it 2.5 years ago. I said, yo, for what's about to happen, everybody needs to learn how to code. Everybody needs to learn how to grow their own vegetables. Everybody needs to learn how to hunt. And everybody better have something registered just in case somebody hops over that damn fence and tries to come into your kingdom and take something from you. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what's happening. Chicken is $500 a piece right now.
How that?
I don't know why. Popeye should not be prices of Ruth Chris. That doesn't make any sense to me. So you get me, though.
No, absolutely.
You got to get ready. And, hey, and I'm going to have me 2 cane corsos, too. It's going to bite some meats out some butts if people want to come over here and try to encroach upon my goddamn kingdom. I'm ready, because I had that happen already. Porch monkeys. There ain't no porch monkey. That's the wrong thing. It's porch pirate. It's a porch pirate. That's what it is. Porch pirates. That's what it is.
That was such an unfortunate slip.
Yeah, man. Porch pirates, man. People be, you know, be stealing stuff. Yeah. You know? But, you know, no more. You feel me? So I'm going to give me a dog. I'm going to name him JoJo. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That doesn't sound like a god dog, don't it?
Kind of.
JoJo.
Yeah, kind of.
Big mean. I'm talking about with all the spit, you know, dry spit on the corner.
Don't even come inside. Just a...
You know what I mean? That breed, like, you ever heard dog? That's how dog... That's what you got to deal with. You really, if you get through that, I'll give you everything in my house.
You can have whatever's in that Amazon package.
You deserve it. You have earned it. You deserve it. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
I'm being honest, man. Just being as honest and lucid as I can be. Damn. Look at people. Woo! That's crazy.
You got a comedian you like to watch?
Absolutely.
Who's your favorite?
I mean, listen, man, I love comedy in general. You feel me? Like, you know, because stuff is always funny. I watch everybody, man. I think Nikki Glaser is super funny right now. Her stuff is, you know, that Tom Brady roast, that joint was crazy. Of course, I love.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, that was really wild. Eddie Murphy has always been somebody that I've watched. Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Bernie Mac, Robin Harris, all of those. Mm. Those old school comedians. Mm-hmm. And besides that, it might just be something that comes on a reel that I'm just like, oh, that was really funny. You know what I mean? I think Josh Johnson, you know what I mean? He's coming up. You know what I mean? He's really funny. And, you know, the way that he's dropping material, he drops material like it's McDonald's, but it's good McDonald's. Mm-hmm. It's like McDonald's if they knew how to cook it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he does it the right way. If that McFlurry machine was
working.
That's what he's doing. It's like the perfect McDonald's thing, man. But there's a lot of comedians out there that I find hilarious. And of course, Cat Williams is super funny to me. I've always loved Cat. Martin, I think Martin's hilarious.
Martin's touring.
Martin is touring. And I was on a roll with him. What was it for the Lit as F tour when he did that?
Yeah.
And I remember, bro, I was overseas shooting this movie in Tbilisi, which is Georgia, the country of Georgia, Tbilisi. Okay, I was there. And there was a comedian who was on the road and got booed in Atlanta. And I was like, oh, snap. And I was supposed to be on the tour the next week. I was like, oh, they booing people? I said, I got to keep my foot on their necks. We were at the Oracle Center or the Chesapeake Arena. Which one is it? What Golden State Warriors?
It used to be Oracle in Oakland.
It used to be Oracle.
Yeah.
Okay. When it...
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long.
Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did it change? When did it change?
They moved to San Francisco a couple of years ago.
Center.
Yeah.
So before it was the Oracle.
It was Oracle.
So yeah. I was at the Oracle.
Yeah, that's where he's at in next month.
Okay. So I was at the Oracle, and not only did I kill it, I got a standing ovation.
Okay.
Because I just kept my foot on their necks. I said, I am not catching an L, because if you catch an L and they record it, that's forever.
Yeah, it lives.
That's forever, forever, ever. And then everybody talking about it. So you can't catch it. And understand, the best comedians have been booed. You know what I'm saying? The best. Everybody. Bernie Mac has been booed. Eddie Murphy has been booed. Chris Rock has been booed. Dave Chappelle got booed. Everybody has been booed. If you have not been booed, I've been booed before. If you haven't been booed as a comedian, then you don't got any grit. Mm. You don't know. I think the comedians that don't go through that, they never break through that ceiling. Because when you do bomb, you have something to prove. It's like a chip on your shoulder. So you like, I got to be on point. And it just sharpens you that much more. You know what I'm saying?
You think Eddie could do it today if he wanted
Absolutely.
To?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Now, I don't think he could say the same things that he said.
For sure. For sure.
You know what
but,
I'm saying?
Like, you work nonstop.
Absolutely.
Like, you work, you write, you all of that. Like, Eddie's been, like, making movies. Eddie's been doing, like, a whole different world.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be easy to go out there and just get current with jokes that hit.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, funny is funny. I was with him at the Mark Twain Prize Award ceremony where he received it, and you know, that material that he came up with, it was like he was playing. He was playing and it was funny. He was playing.
I think he's my favorite. I think he's my favorite of all time.
Absolutely. It's the callbacks, the family stories, the impressions, the accents, the pop culture, just topics that you would just talk. He's got everything, man. And if he comes back, that will be the fastest selling out tour ever. You think Dave Chappelle's joint sold out fast?
Yeah.
Chappelle be looking around like, hold on, son. I thought I was the one, baby. I thought I was the guy that was selling all the tickets. Eddie came and he just totally just destroyed my record. How you gonna sell out? How do you sell out the whole world in 2 minutes? It's impossible. He says it smokes. Stuff's ridiculous. That's what, real talk, man.
What would Eddie say?
Here we go.
No, I had to get one.
Y'all should have expected me to sell out space and should have expected me to sell out the world. I am who I am. Name one person in this world that hasn't seen Coming to America. I ain't talking about the second one. I'm talking about the first one. You know, the second one never happened. I didn't make that movie. It didn't happen. It never happened. And this is Eddie Murphy. This is the regular talking Eddie Murphy that just chills. As you know, he's got the turned up version of himself. Where's it? Turn up. I turn up. I be oh, and doing all that. I don't do that stuff, man. That's just a character. You know, Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor, man,
I wish I could say all the things that I want to say, but I can't because I don't want y'all to be unemployed. Shoot. You see, your hairline too nice to be unemployed. You feel me? And if you can't get that shaped up, you gonna look rough.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate
you. Yeah, I laugh
you.
At myself. I don't
yeah,
give a
you
damn.
Should. Yes, you should.
That's what it is, man. Oh, there we go. Wow, that is good. Yeah. I'm looking at the comments. You know you bombing if you look at the comments. People just be putting dots.
Man, you could you could get lost in them comments, man. Hey. That's a wild group, but that's our squad right there.
You know what? That's something else I had to learn to do. Real talk. Something else I had to learn to do was just not focus so much on what people, the negativity of the internet, what people were saying. I used to be obsessed with that because, you know, it's like you're a kid, you want everybody to like you, you know, but you're not gonna, everybody ain't gonna like you. And that's fine. You ain't got to like me. Mm-hmm. Shoot, I got my check. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You ain't got to like. Notice that everybody's not gonna like you. But at the same time, if you can get enough people to like you and enough people to follow you, man, listen, you good, dog. You good. You feel me? Jesus had a lot of haters. That's all I'm saying. You feel me? He only had 12 followers at one time. You feel
Talk
me?
Talk about it. Yeah.
Now you see how it's expanded to this beautiful culture of folks, you know, and that's what it's all about, brother. It's all about putting some truth out there and having everybody follow it. That's what it's about.
Tonight and Saturday?
Yeah. Tonight and Saturday.
There you go. Punchline Comedy Club. Jay Farrell, appreciate you so much, man. I know you've been on the move all morning. You was hanging out with our friends over at Fox 40 this morning.
Yeah. I was the first thing I wanted to say was, who voted for Trump? But I ain't do that, you know. Well, who voted for Trump? All right, cool. Hey, listen, Latin man, listen, hey, y'all better not say nothing tonight. About 57% of y'all, I'm still kind of pissed. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. Oh my God. We going for Donald Trump. You know, they was all. You know, yeah, he's gonna bring Mega America great again. Yay, the MAGA hat, yay! Yay, I love him. I love him so much. Yay, I love it, that one, I mean. Yeah, man. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. I got a lot of questions about some of them results, man.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Hey, you know what, man? Whatever, dog. It is what it is. It just baffles me when folks say things like, yo, Trump was president 4 years ago. Nobody died. Where the hell you been at? What you mean nobody died? You're talking, do you remember COVID?
I remember saying, well, I guess it's not the end of the world in 2016. And then 2020 rolls around and it's like, well, goddamn. Goddamn. March of 2020. I guess I was wrong.
Listen, the world is on fire. But if there's one thing that we can say, we are going to survive and get through it. That's it. We're strong, brother. We're resilient. And at the end of the day, bro, this is America. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Land of the free and home of the Trump. Home of the Trump.
Word is, that's the new slogan. They're going to change the words starting January 6th.
Land of the free, home of the Trump. It's absolutely phenomenal. I can't believe these people tried to shoot me. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. They're eating your cats, eating your dogs. They're turning the puppies into hush puppies.
Why does he always do these? The hands, man.
It's the
air. He's like, you got a hot meatball in his mouth. He can't cool it off. Hey, man, you better spit that out for burn your tongue off, bro. I know about hot. I know about that, though. I know about trying to blow. Listen, you can't even say nothing.
Yeah, you're struggling.
No more. You can't even say nothing no more.
Nope.
That's wild.
Yep.
Diddy over there ticked off because he can't get filet mignon on his birthday. Negro, you are in prison. Oh, you in jail, okay? You ain't gone to the other one yet, but you in prison right now. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy Just enjoy your crackers and your cheese, my G. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your crackers and your cheese. I don't know what they eat. I ain't know what they eat in jail. I ain't never been there before. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what the heck they
I'm
eat.
I'm guessing it's not crackers and cheese, but not, I don't know.
It ain't crackers. I know.
Maybe because it was his birthday, he got cracker, cheese, and wine.
That's what it is. It was his birthday. He was allowed a glass of wine. You know what I mean? That's wild. The world is on fire. The world is on fire. That's why we all need to laugh. We all need to forget about things, even if it's for an hour. So tonight, you make sure you come out to my goddamn show. Make sure you come out to the Punchline tonight, man. Get some of this comedy, John, man. For real, dog. Because listen, there are crackers there, though. Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Somebody said bread, war, top ramen. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, I know they got ramen noodles. But the economy, speaking of ramen noodles, the economy going to get so bad. Economy is recovering, right? But things are so expensive, I would not be surprised if you walk into an Italian restaurant and for the spaghetti and meatballs, when it come out, it'd be some ramen noodles with some goddamn bacon bits. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised if that happens. And then you got to buy
and it'll cost
your
you $65.
Own sauce. And it will cost you $65, all right? Lord Jesus, we all got to start eating pot pies again. You remember pot pies? They were 25 cents a piece. They sell them at Walmart. You get in the back. Now, they mad. They got a lot of fat in them. But God dang it, them joints is good. I was a fat kid. I was. I had the body shape of Nicki Minaj back in the day. It's all good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's over now. I ain't got that no more.
Okay.
I'm sure, and I'm glad, too, now. You know, I ain't trying to have nobody look at my clappers.
No, I got you.
Yeah, people imagine be trying to clap your cheeks and all that different type of stuff. You see, hey, don't go to the parties.
Well, yeah, don't go to
You ain't never
the parties.
Been, right?
Nah.
Okay.
You?
No. I've never been so happy to not be at a party in my life. Mm-mm.
I never been.
I got invited 2 years ago. I said, "Daddy party?" I said, "Oh no, I'm good. I heard about him. I know he do."
Man, that's been out there forever too.
Yeah, man, we know everybody known about it. Ain't nobody said that. You know what I'm saying? They said, bro, up here doing a whole comedy set. Oh, come on, man. I'm just chilling. I'm just talking trash, bro. I'm just talking trash, bro. Real talk, man. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you pulling up, man.
Come on, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Absolutely.
Somebody said, just say no to baby oil. That's hilarious. Wow. Just say no.
Jay Farrell, Punchline Comedy Club, tonight and Saturday. Go check them out.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.